they know that it can't get to their heads and listen to all the noise that's out there, right?
Yeah, no, that's exactly right. I mean, it's part of the process. We're still focusing on just getting better every single day, building towards that September 10th date against the Colts. But I think training camp in the preseason offers a great opportunity for us to go against other teams, see how we measure up while also being mindful of that we've still got to get better. There's a lot of things that we can clean up on in all three phases. And I think as long as the guys have that approach and that mindset, we'll give ourselves a chance to make those incremental improvements. And that's what's going to be conducive for sustained success. Well, I think it's going to be a great competitive game. We have a lot of respect for the Chargers, and I thought being able to practice against them gives you a large amount of respect for what they represent as a football team, what they bring to the table. And we're hoping that it'll be a good competitive game where we'll play within the framework of the rules, and that's what we expect from our players.
A little smile on your face indicated maybe.
I'm just thinking about what happened at that last practice. That's why I was smiling. But it was, you know, after that, you know, what happened early on in the practice, guys got a little excited, but I thought it was a good example of them regaining their poise on both teams and finding a way to finish out the practice where we both got a lot of good work, and looking forward to playing them again this week. I think it'll be a great opportunity for us. Practice was good. You know, any time that you come off of a day off, you always want to be mindful of not being sluggish. I thought we had a good walkthrough earlier on, and then, you know, we had shells on today, but we were able to get a lot of good situational work finished up with some two-minute stuff there at the end. And I thought the energy and the focus and concentration was excellent. And it's a credit to the players being ready to go, and we definitely got something out of it today. You know, Mark and Kayvon Webster were out there. Mark Barron and Kayvon Webster. Robert Quinn got some individual stuff. Tavon is still working with Reggie and his training staff as far as that day-to-day with the hamstring. More than likely, he'll be out again this week. That's kind of the assumption that I have based on just the information that I'm getting. But the signs are very positive. And in terms of how the next week is handled will remain to be seen. But I know Tavon wants to get out there. But I would imagine that he'll probably miss this game as well, Gary. Yeah, a lot of it is preventative maintenance. You know, we've got some different guys, some of those veteran players, where Robert's one of our more veteran players on a maintenance program. He obviously had the hand thing in the off-season program. So being mindful of just getting him back and being smart about how we approach the season and him being at his best September 10th is really the key for us. So it's very similar to those guys, some of those veteran players like the Whitworths, the John Sullivans, and the Saffolds. And Robert's one of those guys that fits within the framework of our maintenance program that we have for some veteran players. You know, that's something that we're going to determine with Wade and his staff and then really talk with Reggie and them, because what you have to balance is, you know, the dynamic between putting him out there or continuing on with kind of this progressive program that we do have in place, mindful of that September 10th date as kind of where you want to cap it off. And if we feel like getting him out there with his teammates is going to be worth it, then we'll end up doing that. But we're going to do what's best for our, you know, for Robert and then for our team, being mindful of that date, you know, with the Colts. I think it's just being mindful of just an experienced veteran that has missed some time and doing all the little things to take care of him. And he's done a great job. You know, he's a joy to be around, really enjoy Robert. And I know he's a guy that you always have to pull him back because he wants to be out there competing with his teammates. And that's a good thing. That's what you want to be able to do, is have to protect some of our good players from themselves because they want to work so hard and do so much. Well, I think he's fit in great with the team. You know, I've been very impressed with his ability to absorb a lot of the information. You know, you have an appreciation for how much we've done from the beginning of the off-season program to where we're at now in training camp. And I think our team as a whole has done a good job kind of absorbing the new systems, especially on offense and defense. But Sammy's a good natural football player. I thought he made a couple key plays. That third down was a big-time play, even though it's a 4 or 5 yard game, but it moves the chains. And he'll continue to get more and more comfortable. You know, the first play is 7 on. He makes a big play down the field today. So I think you'll continue to see him, like he's mentioned to you guys, get more comfortable, and that'll enable him to be able to play faster where he's not really thinking, and then you can just kind of let your talent show and be the best version of yourself. Yeah, no, and I think getting that experience, Jim, where he got a chance to play 8, then 37 snaps was very important as well. But, you know, like we talk about, I think it's a credit to all 11 on the offensive side of the football. The offensive line did their jobs, tight ends, receivers, running backs, and then I thought Jared did a good job making good decisions. But when you look at some of the protection he was able to have, that enabled him to be able to work through his progressions, make good decisions. We were able to stay on schedule so you can get some of your different things that tie in off those run actions. And I think that's a credit to the offense as a whole, and him leading the charge, being that kind of point guard distributor, if you will, was a key to some of the success we were able to have. Yeah, good players. We had some really good players there, and you know, anytime that you're able to be, I think so. You know, I think it's that marriage, and you know, like you said, you want to be able to be efficient in both phases to make people honor it. You know, we did run the football pretty efficiently. I just had to give us a little bit more opportunities in terms of calling some of those runs last year. But I thought our quarterback and our receivers and skill players did an excellent job, and the linemen and Coach Callahan did a great job kind of with the sell up front. So ultimately, anytime that you're able to have some success, it's a credit to the player's ability to execute, and that's a big reason why I was fortunate to be a part of an offense that had some success. Any eclipse questions? I did not. I saw a couple good jabs that people took at me about that with the shades coming down on me, so artist didn't educate me on that one. They did. A lot of the guys were talking about it earlier today, and it was something that you know, you heard guys, you know, frequently discussing, and I was just holed up in my office with no window and I didn't see it. So that's exactly right. Thanks, guys.